Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Heat Weekly on the Miami Heat Radio Network. The latest news, notes, and interviews from your Miami Heat. Here's Tommy Tighe.
One thing that I feel that I owe the franchise and the city is to put the most competitive team on the court that we can, and one that will compete for championships. I think, you know, having Jimmy Butler here is a step in that direction.
An area the Hall of Fame president Pat Riley is always pointing towards, and of course that is the goal of every NBA organization league-wide, and the 13-time Division V-time conference and three-time world titleist are, of course, no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, we are now 5 days into the start of Shaq Year 32 in T-Mantles, wrapping up shop as we speak at Der Kaiser University, a pretty little facility, I might add, up in West Palm Beach. The team going through its final paces in camp as we speak, ready to embark on the next phase that tips off late Sunday afternoon back here in the friendly confines in South Florida. And then before you know it, it all starts for real with a few new friends along for the ride. And I'm sure you, like myself, can't wait to get this thing going and everybody involved in Heat Nation, as Mr. Reed might say, on another Miami Heat adventure that is 2019-20. Hi, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to the initial voyage of our program, making it to the airwaves for the 10th consecutive year in the flagship station offices, which, ladies and gentlemen, are downright stupendous. Everything hopefully in working order, as they're still getting the kinks out every once in a while. I'm joined, as always, by the one, the only master of the keyboards, Trevor Murray. Thankfully, he found his way down a few more exits. Me, I am Tommy Tighe. For the third time in the last 5 years, Miami did not receive an invitation to Adam Silver's postseason party, and without gaining the results one would like, change you know is going to be expected, and moves were made on the roster in an effort to bolster hopes towards a more productive season this time around. But what direction do we go? Who's to say? You've added a few pieces, you've lost a few pieces, and over the course of the next 50 or so minutes, we're going to be talking about each and every move that this team was able to make, and hopefully we'll be able to talk to Amber Wilson in a few moments to get this thing rolling, because Heat fans, a major factor for tomorrow. Come down to the American Airlines Arena with us. It's going to be a very special afternoon, Sunday, October the 6th. As most of you already know, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and for the sixth consecutive year, the Heat and our good friends at Baptist Health have teamed up for the Red, White, and Pink Heat game, featuring many of your favorite players in a team scrimmage environment. Now, going into the thing, Kelly Olynyk probably not going to play. He's been bothered by a sprained knee that many of you probably heard about that he injured back in August in a World Cup game, one of those practice contests, and Canada didn't even make it there. But since that time, there was a thought that he wasn't going to be able to be ready, at least until training camp. Well, they're taking it slow with Kelly, so he's just going through the motions in uniform when he's working out with the club right now in 2 days. So I wouldn't expect him to be out there. James Johnson, of course, we've all heard about that situation. He was sent home by the club earlier in the week for not doing well on the fitness test, so I doubt that you're going to see him in the action either. And Goran Dragic every once in a while has been in and out of workouts because they've been resting him with the knee operation he's coming off a year ago. We know he played at the end of last year, so we're well aware exactly what you're going to be able to get. So with that in mind, you know, I don't know how many guys are going to play. Right now they've got 20 people in camp counting Johnson and, of course, Olynyk and Dragic. So with 17 right there, you look along the lines of, well, you're going to see an awful lot of these players that are going for the two-way, and I think it's very interesting for them try to show their stuff if they get the opportunity out there. And I'm sure they're going to get an awful lot. But you're also, if you go down there to get the chance to see the team play, you'll get probably a little bit of Jimmy Butler. And I'm guaranteeing he's going to be out there, but I get the funny feeling he'll be definitely there. And then after that, you're going to see an awful lot of different guys in and out of the lineup, where at one point they're going to wear white, and then they're going to move over to another color, whether it's Bam Adebayo or Udonis Haslem or whoever it's going to be. It's an interesting idea of how they play this game, because really it's a really nice thing to watch. But the thing is, it's a fun atmosphere, and that's what you're trying to do. So at this point, it's anybody's guess what you're going to see when you get that. And I've made a few of them. There have been a couple that I haven't been able to make. Got married one time, so I had to go to Rome. Couldn't make it to this game. Then, of course, some other family things that happen over time. So every time I get the opportunity to go down there and watch it, it's just a really great situation to be involved in, because they start the thing off right around the top of the hour by everybody coming from the second deck and walking through the crowd all the way down to the court before they take their layup line, which is really nice that they interact with different people along the way. And it seems to be a great thing to have to go through. I mean, I really like it myself to watch that. And they'd meet everybody at courtside. And then at halftime, it really gets cool because they stay on the floor. They don't go back into the locker room to look over plays because there's no real reason in a scrimmage to do that. And they just stand there and they greet all the breast cancer survivors, which is a really nice thing to see because as you're sitting there watching, it's so heartfelt. And it's a small gesture. It's kind of a small gesture. And I hear we may have Amber on the phone right now. Let's see if we do have Amber on the phone. She could talk more about the situation more than I can. Amber, are you there?
I am here.
Outstanding. It's great to have you join us for the event tomorrow because I'll be there with Mike Inglis here on 790 The Ticket, Ruth Riley Hunter, your buddy Zaz, and of course you co-host the midday show with him on The Ticket. Kind enough to join us today, but you're going to be there with us tomorrow. It's great to have you for the event, but obvious reasons, maybe not known to everybody, this game has very special meaning for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose unfortunately it's a cause that's very near and dear to my heart because I, for one, had my own breast cancer battle. I've been cancer-free for just a couple years now. So I had that while I was on the morning show with Zaslo. I went through breast cancer myself in my early 30s. And then in the last year, I also lost my mother and my grandmother both to cancer, not to breast cancer, but to cancer as well. So it has been a heck of a few years for me and my family, frankly. And we have certainly been touched by cancer in ways that nobody ever wants to be. But the reality is that most everybody is touched by cancer in some way, whether you yourself or, you know, end up touched by it personally. But normally people, you know somebody, you have a friend, you have somebody you love. It touches all of us. So it's such a wonderful cause. I did this Heat Help Cure Red, White, and Pink game a couple years ago, and it was right before I got diagnosed with cancer myself. So I had no idea, of course, what was going to happen. And it's just such a wonderful cause, and it's just so wonderful to see the survivors out there and the players interact with everybody. Mm-hmm. And aside from that, honestly, it's one of the most casual environments, like you mentioned, yeah, that you'll ever see Heat players in. And I found, just from the basketball aspect of that, I found that really, as a fan, just really fun. I mean, it's a great environment. It's a great thing to bring your kids to. Mm-hmm. It's extremely affordable. Everything goes to this wonderful cause. And it's just such a casual environment. It's a different look than you'll ever get with your Heat team during the season.
Well, with me personally, thankfully in my family, there's never been anybody with cancer, knock on wood. But I have a ton of heart disease. In fact, right around the time that you went into the hospital to take care of your situation, I ended up having a heart attack by falling into the bushes in front of my house. And the next thing I know is that happens immediately. You may expect it by knowing what has happened in your family before. But the thing that I always am told by doctors and everybody afterwards that have gone through it, you constantly have to be monitored for it day after day, not only watching your diet, but some of the other things and take your pills and things of that nature. Is it a similar type thing with you and cancer that you have it on your mind, even though you're thankfully cancer free at the moment?
Yeah, you have it on your mind for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. You know that your incidence of recurrence is highest in the first 5 years of being cancer-free. So for me, I'm still in that window. When you first come out the first year, you're being monitored constantly, and then it goes to, you know, every few months, then you're going to your doctors, and now I'm on an every 6 month type regimen. And it's like that for the first 5 years. And then once you get past that 5 year window, from what I've heard from survivors, a lot of the times you can sort of exhale a little bit more because, you know, statistically you're in a good position. But it's always, I think, probably going to be on my mind for the rest of my life. And as it should be, frankly, it should be on everybody's minds, just in terms of early detection is what saves lives. Mm-hmm. And for me, the whole reason I'm alive is because I was able to catch my tumor very early. I was extremely fortunate. I had no idea. I did not see breast cancer coming. I did not have it anywhere in my family. I certainly didn't expect to get it at 32 years old. And when I felt a lump, I immediately went to the doctor, but I didn't think it was anything. And mm-hmm. I called my doctor and he said, no, you really, you know, you need to come in tomorrow. And I thought, okay, well, maybe this is a big deal. But at the time I was thinking it was just a cyst or something else. And it was nothing. I wasn't concerned. And of course it did end up being cancer, even though I was extraordinarily healthy and didn't have the family history or wasn't aware of the family history. I did end up having a rare genetic gene mutation that made me more susceptible to breast cancer, but I had no idea. Nobody in my family that I knew of had had it. But sometimes those things go back so many generations that you have no idea of your carrier. So you just always need to be aware of what's going on with your body. I mean, you mentioned the heart attack. You know, of course, it's not just cancer. It's always a good idea whenever anything's going on with you that seems out of the ordinary that you do go to doctors, that you get it checked out, because with anything, catching things early is really what makes all the difference, and particularly with cancer.
We're speaking with Amber Wilson, 790 AM The Ticket in Miami, flagship station of Heat Basketball. Of course, she'll be part of the broadcast team with us on Sunday, October the 6th, for the Red, White, and Pink game, sponsored by our good friends at Baptist Health. And while we have a little time to switch gears, the Heat closing camp up in West Palm Beach, preseason schedule, hard to believe, begins Tuesday, Wednesday, so they get right into this kind of thing. Who or what do you see so far, what we've gone through the first week, is the most intriguing battles in your mind looking forward to the start of the season?
Well, obviously, the big story coming out of camp was James Johnson being dismissed from camp for not making his weight goal or his body fat percentage goal. But really, what I've found most interesting is all these videos coming out of Jimmy Butler. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to see some of these videos that are viral right now over Twitter and online. I know Heat Nation is loving these videos. Jimmy Butler is just so intense in practice, and you see it at every single thing that they do. And it's really seems to be refreshing, because I think the young guys on the team are really enjoying that as well, and that does fit in very well with the Heat culture and what the Heat are trying to do. And of course, we know the stories about Jimmy Butler getting up at 3:30 in the morning to get in an early workout before training camp. That seems absurd to me, but it's kind of neat that he's doing it. And now Myers Leonard's doing it, and then we heard that Bam's doing it as well. And I do hope those guys sleep at some point, but I like the passion that they're showing so far. And so I think it's been a fun camp. I think, honestly, that this is the most interesting training camp that we've had down here in quite some time. I think there's a great buzz around this team right now because of Jimmy Butler.
Hey, as long as they don't sleep on the court, that's the main thing. That's what I want to worry about. Right? If they're doing that, then we're in a lot of trouble. And then they better get up at, like, at least 7 in the morning. That I can't understand. But you used to get up pretty early in the morning.
I did. I'm very familiar with those 3:30, 4 a.m. wake-ups. And listen, you forget about it. I'm not doing the Jimmy Butler grind if I don't have to, but I do appreciate that he likes to put in the extra work and he's a hard worker.
Amber, thanks a lot for coming on, for sharing your story, discussing the importance of breast cancer awareness. Awareness, definitely a key word for all listening to us today. There's no question in my mind.
For men and women, by the way, I want to point that out.
Yes.
Beyonce's father just got diagnosed with breast cancer. Mm. It's something for men to be aware of. It's much more common in men than men realize. So it's just something for men to be aware of, along with women. If you feel any lumps, if you see any rashes on your skin, anything like that that seems unusual, go get yourself checked out. It'll save your life.
You'll hear her with us tomorrow. Amber Wilson, 790 AM The Ticket. Middays with Jonathan Zaslow, 10 AM to 2 PM, Monday to Friday. The Red, White, and Pink game, sponsored by Baptist Health. That's Sunday, October the 6th at 4 PM on Heat.com. You have to get on Heat.com to make sure you get a ticket. It is an amazing event. Up next, we crown our next guest, a Fisher King. NBC 6 sports anchor Chris Fisher joins us in a matter of moments. This is Heat Weekly.
If you own a car or truck, you're probably overpaying for auto insurance. The average driver stays with the same auto insurance company for 10 years or more and never compares coverage and rates. E-Insurance quickly helps you find out how much you can save. Most drivers save $400 to $2,000 per year. E-Insurance helps you get the right car insurance at the lowest rate. Easily compare coverage and prices from name brand carriers in minutes. Make sure you get the right car insurance at the lowest rate. Find out how much you can save. Go to eInsuranceRadio.com now. Don't overpay. Find out in less than 5 minutes if you can save hundreds or thousands. Get your fast free quote now at eInsuranceRadio.com. Even if you've had an accident, been turned down, or had your rates increase, you may still be overpaying. Don't overpay another day. Find out how much you can save on your car or truck insurance at eInsuranceRadio.com. That's eInsuranceRadio.com. Go to eInsuranceRadio.com now.
We're here at Alston Burke with Kenny Sager. Kenny, who's this tall, good-looking guy?
Here's one of our main guys here. He's been here about 7 years. He worked at high-end stores. I mean the highest. Bell Harbor, I would go, right? John Nichols?
That's right.
And John, you sold high-end brands.
The very best they have.
The very best. How do our suits fit compared to those? I know there's a big difference in money. Do you really see the difference?
The fit is outstanding on our product, first of all, okay. Without paying the exorbitant prices that, you know, other people pay when they go into the, you know, the shops like they do. But we've got just as nice of things, third the price, and it fits great. We're very modern, we're very current.
We're a destination store, so it takes a little longer to get to beautiful Wynwood. But once you're here, you fall in love, and you keep coming back.
You got great salesmen here, great people running the place.
You got 11
and
tailors.
And the product is outstanding.
Hey, listen, guys, this is the place. You need a suit for an interview, or you just want to redo your whole wardrobe. My guys will fit you from head to toe.
The latest styles, the highest quality, the best service. It's all at Austin Burke, 2601 Northwest 6th Avenue, facing I-95.
When I go to a game, I always sit where I can get the best view of the players. As a business leader, I use Ultimate Software for the same reason. Its full suite of HR, payroll, and talent management solutions gives me total visibility into my people. It helps me optimize payroll, discover rising talent, and retain top performers. Ultimate Software keeps me ahead of the game.
From running a sports team to running a company, no matter what business you're in, you're in the people business. Learn more at ultimatesoftware.com. Ultimate Software. People first.
Hey, Jimmy, we're the Band of Brothers, right?
Yeah, we are.
What do you want, Johnny?
Put me in the game and everyone will score big savings all month long on over 4,800 vehicles.
Okay, Johnny, game on.
Score big during the Ram Power Days and Jeep Adventure Days. Get new Rams up to $18,000 off MSRP or new Jeep Grand Cherokees as low as $88 a month. So hurry and score big savings all month long.
Hey, Johnny, ain't no stopping us now. For the lowest price and the biggest selection, you gotta go to Rego.
See dealer for details.
Peace of mind. It's one of the most important things we can have, and sometimes the most elusive. I'm Mark Anajar from the Law Office of Anajar & Levine. Falls can be embarrassing. Your first reaction might be to get up, but always make sure to check yourself for any injuries. Examine your surroundings to see what caused you to fall. Take pictures if possible, and call the manager to make a formal report. If you've been injured in a slip and fall accident, call the Law Office of Anajar & Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Main office, Fort Lauderdale.
This is my kind of alarm clock.
This is my kind of fast lane.
My kind of BFF.
Whether you're just finding your stride or making the golden years look good, Florida Blue goes beyond health insurance, investing in the health and communities of all Floridians, so you can feel good saying, that's my kind of blue. Learn more at floridablue.com.
Now back to Heat Weekly on the Miami Heat Radio Network. Here's Tommy Tighe.
Every camp is different. You know, that teams that we had the last couple of years, that's in the past, so I'm just focused on this group right now. There's enough continuity that we're able to speed things up to an appropriate level, but there are new guys that we have to get incorporated into our system and get them comfortable, get them confident. We're trying to make those steps right now.
As Eric Spoelstra winds down the grind up north, they come home on Saturday. They're back on the court at American Airlines Arena on Sunday. Join the fight against breast cancer with an exclusive Court Culture t-shirt featuring the word strong on the front. This limited edition shirt is priced at $28. 100% of the proceeds will be donated to the Miami Cancer Institute. Visit the MiamiHeatStore.com to get yours. Hi, everybody. We're looking forward to the season that tips off in less than 3 weeks with Memphis in town for the home opener. That's the very first time that the Grizzlies start the season with us here at home. They actually played them back in 2006 in Memphis, but that's for you trivia buffs. Game is Wednesday, October 23rd at 7:30. There's a lot to talk about before that, including right now. We're going to enlist the help of multi-talented NBC 6 and Miami sports anchor reporter Chris Fisher to mull over some of the possibilities in the not-too-distant future. Can't find him right now, though, so we'll continue talking about the situation as it stands right now. As a lot of the guys at Media Day had a chance to speak with Bam Adebayo, and he's, of course, a major factor. A lot of people talking about Jimmy Butler and what he's going to be able to do over the course of time for this team, and there's no question in anybody's mind, an outstanding offensive performer and a great defensive player as well. But now you got Bam Adebayo, and a lot of people are wondering, what exactly are we going to see from this guy? Because we've seen small sample sizes of what he's able to do on both ends of the floor. Very raw defensively when he came into the league, and even more so offensively, because when he was playing back then, all you're able to see is an awful lot of things that, okay, here's a dunk here, here's an athletic move here, and not a heck of a lot aside from that. Now we finally got the opportunity to find Mr. Fisher. And Chris, how you doing this morning?
Doing great, Tommy. How are you, buddy?
Not too bad, thanks. As I was saying, a lot of us had a chance to talk to Bam the other day on Media Day. Great kid coming on strong as a player. We'll assume right now, even though nobody said anything about starting lineups, he's the bona fide man in the middle. Defensively, how much, if at all, does it change what this team was able to do defensively, considering you lost your rim protector and he's your man in the middle for big minutes now?
Well, I think when you bring Bam into the fold, obviously he's going into his third year. This is the year they really want to see him step up. And getting rid of Hassan Whiteside, and especially that monster contract, Bam's minutes did start to escalate toward the back end of the season there. You started to see him work his way up to 23 minutes a game. I think that's going to be a big positive for him. I mean, this is a big, strong, athletic kid who got his FIBA World Cup workout with Team USA. I think that's lighting a fire underneath him. Going into that season, the fact that he was cut from Team USA, now he comes back to the Heat. Remember, it was mostly the top two players, one or two, on those teams that got the chance to play for the red, white, and blue. Mm-hmm. So for him to come here with the Heat, that means he's one of the top two players likely for the Heat this year. That's how the Heat could potentially see him when he hits the floor. He's certainly got the athleticism. I think it's all about taking that next step this year. And I think he's got the potential to do that, not only as a rim protector, but also working outside. We saw him a lot this week during practice, working on that outside jump shot.
Is there a concern, though, that entering this season, total starts going in over 2 years, the number's 28?
I don't think so, because he has seen so many minutes down the stretch. I think you're starting to see him play stronger as he went along. His body started to mature a little bit more. His game started to mature a little bit more. But I think he is going to get some help down low, and another banger when you want to talk about just his rim protection. I think Kelly Olynyk, when he is right, when he is healthy, is going to be a big portion of that. Sure, he's got to get his knee right because he was hurt in international play. He's yet to hit the floor during training camp this season, so far. But I think Bam's going to get some help down low. Myers Leonard's going to lend some help when he comes off the bench. Mm-hmm. But I think Bam, by his athleticism himself, I think he's going to be strong, and I think he'll be all right.
Let's get to the obvious positives. You touched on them just briefly. Energy, enthusiasm, a couple of things. We've been talking about that for the last couple of years. But what have you seen out of Bam in the little bit of time so far in camp this year, or maybe some of the things that you talked about with the red, white, and blue back in the summer that you already liked about this kid that he brought to the court that hopefully he can enhance and get even better with parts of his arsenal?
Well, I like his makeup. I like his ability to continue to work. Like, he's a humble kid. As much as he's gregarious and he likes to be out there and joke around and have a good time, he's also a hardworking guy. He's a Heat culture type of kid. He gets in the gym. He's putting in the work, whether it's the jump shot, working on the low post game. You see him all the time working with Udonis Haslem on that low post game and beating the defense. Also, I like the fact that with Jimmy Butler's influence coming in, the 3:30, the breakfast club, as UD likes to call it, you know, with Myers Leonard, he's willing to get up. He told me on Media Day, and this is something that's been written about a little bit, that he was anticipating getting the baton from UD when UD walked away to say, you're now the holder of the Heat culture. You need to protect that. With UD coming back, obviously that is his reign. He's the king of that. But Bam does feel a responsibility that one day it will be on his shoulders to carry forward the Heat culture. And that's putting in that hard work, and that's being in the gym and developing that all-around game and being that guy that the rest of the players in the locker room can turn to pick them up. And I think he's got that potential. I think it's good that Udonis Haslem's there. I think it's good that Jimmy Butler's there to be able to show him different types of ways to lead. But I think ultimately down the road, Bam will end up leading, and I think it's going to be in his own style. But he's also got that determination, that work ethic, that makes him a strong part of what this starting five is going to be this year.
We're chatting with NBC6 and Miami sports anchor Chris Fisher. He's on, it seems, every day somewhere. Definitely can catch him on Sunday nights or, I guess, early Monday morning with Sports Final. That's on after Sunday Night Football. And it's obviously you brought up Butler and what he's going to be able to add to this team offensively, we can't wait for. But you're going to need that, Chris, because you think about losing your number one scorer from a year ago in that trade. You lost your number two scorer who decided to retire. Do you think Bam could pick up that slack? We're talking about a guy who averaged 7 or 8 points per game in the last couple of years. Can he double that type of production? Or is that asking a little bit too much? Do you need more offense out of him?
You definitely need more offense out of Bam Adebayo. I think that's why he's working on his all-around game. This is a guy, like you had said, Tommy, that he's averaging 7, 8, 9 points a game. He had spoken this week about trying to get into that double-digit, maybe 15 points a game, double-digit boards, and five assists. That's rarefied air in the NBA. Not too many players are able to pull that off, but he's got that capability. He's got that athleticism. I don't know if he's going to be dishing the ball too often, but he can play all around the floor. That's why it's kind of that positionless basketball when it comes to the Heat. A lot of guys that can do anything, and he definitely embodies that. And Jimmy Butler, when you want to talk about the scoring, you got to see his points go up if you're a Heat fan, because last year he averaged below 20 points a game playing with the Sixers. Sure, Ben Simmons was getting a lot of those points. Joel Embiid were getting a lot of those points. But as Joel Embiid said this week, that Sixers team's really going to miss Jimmy Butler, and especially in crunch time. If you go back and watch some of the Sixers games from last year and in the playoffs, it was Jimmy Butler in the fourth quarter those shots.
Yeah.
And so to be able to have that type of contributor, now that Dwayne Wade's gone, and have Jimmy Butler in the fourth quarter, he's the guy, knowing he's going to get the rock to be able to win the game for the Heat, that is big for Heat Nation to be able to lean on a player. They tried it with Josh Richardson early last season. It wasn't working out. Dwayne Wade had to take over that role once again. But to have a Jimmy Butler, an all-star caliber closer, that is huge. And I think he has the potential to put up 20-plus points a season right now. And I think that's a big key element, because they're losing a lot of points from last year, whether it's Hassan Whiteside in that trade. But Bam Adebayo has definitely got to step up and meet the demand for those points that are missing.
Okay, we've got Butler in the front court, we're assuming at the three, and Bam is going to be at the five, the four. You got Kelly Olynyk when healthy, James Johnson when he gets back, Derek Jones Jr. Do you see somebody out there that is a pairing with him that could make that trio really effective or more effective than any of the other pairings?
I mean, you have Myers Leonard out there right now. I mean, he's a 7'1" guy, 240 pounds. The guy can shoot the ball from the outside, so he makes it kind of interesting to be able to pull a big man outside and work on the perimeter, allow Bam to be able to work down low. I just think that it's going to be Kelly O that we're going to see out there on the floor, because Bam is so athletic, and Kelly is definitely a banger. He also has that outside shot. I don't know if it's to Myers' talent of being able to shoot it. That has yet to be seen in camp so far because of Kelly being on the sideline. But we saw that pairing of Bam Adebayo and Kelly Olynyk last season. And Eric Spoelstra seems to really like that dynamic, you know, to have the banger and the athletic guys down low. So I think Derek Jones Jr., I mean, when we talk athleticism, that guy obviously can jump out of the gym. They call him airplane mode for a reason. I think he's got to develop more of his game to be able to be down there with Bam at times. I think you're going to see him probably play a little bit more with Myers Leonard, a little bit more with Kelly Olynyk, just to be able to keep that athletic banger dynamic. But I think Kelly O is the guy going into this year in the starting five alongside Bam. That way, when they do face an Andre Drummond or even a Hassan Whiteside, Joel Embiid, guys that need to be banged against, Bam has some support there in Kelly O and can handle it on the defensive side, protecting that rim.
Chris, great stuff. Thanks so much for the time. Good luck this weekend, and hopefully I'll get the chance to see you down at the arena.
You know you will, Tommy. Thank you so much, buddy.
Great stuff. NBC6 and Miami sports anchor Chris Fisher. Heat fans, fewer than 100 season ticket memberships remain for the 2019-20 season. Now is your chance to become part of the Miami Heat family and not miss a moment of the action. Visit heatseasontickets.com or call 786-777-HOOP to speak to a sales representative. Still ahead, hit the road, Jacks, viewing today's Heat practice in West Palm. Heat TV's Jason Jackson steps out to chat with us shortly. You're listening to Heat Weekly on the Miami Heat Basketball Network.
Are you looking for a school that trains you for a career in broadcast media? What if I told you there are two here in the South Florida area? No, it's not a college. It doesn't have lecture halls and books, nor does it teach you subjects you don't need. Just studios, and you're in them from day one with pros in the industry. You learn by doing. What if I told you this school will train you not only in broadcast media, but audio and video production, radio, television, and sports broadcasting? They even have a web developer program. What if I told you that after graduation from this school, you wouldn't have the heavy student loan debt like some of your college friends? This school is family-owned with a 55-year history of success, and they teach you skills. Skills that get you jobs. Thousands have been placed. Traditional universities aren't for everyone. Maybe you've already been down that road and hit a dead end. It's never too late. Connecticut School of Broadcasting. You've heard our name before, but do you really know what we do? Come check us out at our North Palm Beach or Pembroke Pines campus and see if we're the right fit for you. Check us out at GoCSB.com. That's GoCSB.com.
Tap into your inner eagle and spread your wings with Yuengling Traditional Lager. The bold amber color, 190 years in the making, all American brew. brewed for good times with classic flavor and delicious taste. Yuengling Traditional Lager is a true original. So plug in, rock out, and let the night take flight. Because Yuengling Traditional Lager is good to the last sip and good to the last call. What are you waiting for? Reach for the brew that was made with good times in mind. Tap into your inner eagle. Yuengling Traditional Lager. Spread your wings. Spread my wings. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Now that it's fall, many kids are getting involved with sports. If your child is involved with a team, you can still be environmentally friendly. First, buy any equipment you can secondhand. Some stores are completely dedicated to secondhand equipment. Carpool to practice with other kids in your neighborhood. And at the end of the season, sell or donate your used equipment. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Fresh off a 9-win season, head coach Butch Davis and your FIU Panthers are gearing up for the 2019 season. Catch the action from the club seats located at midfield on the home side of Ricardo Silva Stadium. Exceptional 50-yard line views and comfortable seating are just the start. Your club-level season tickets include a complimentary meal each game inside the exclusive stadium club, as well as complimentary VIP parking. Find your seats today by calling 305-FIU-GAME or online at FIUSports.com.
Two magical things come from Milwaukee: beer and power tools. Milwaukee is the beer capital of the world, and Northern Tool is the capital of Milwaukee power tools. If you need to drill, saw, hammer, grind, or screw something in right, Northern Tool has the right Milwaukee power tool for you at the lowest price.
This week, save over $100 on a Milwaukee M18 brushless drill and driver combo kit, now only $199.99.
Northern Tool and Equipment. Quality tools for serious work.
When I go to a game, I always sit where I can get the best view of the players. As a business leader, I use Ultimate Software for the same reason. Its full suite of HR, payroll, and talent management solutions gives me total visibility into my people. It helps me optimize payroll, discover rising talent, and retain top performers. Ultimate Software keeps me ahead of the game.
From running a sports team to running a company, no matter what business you're in, you're in the people business. Learn more at ultimatesoftware.com. Ultimate Software. People first.
Hi, this is Justice Winslow, and you're listening to Heat Weekly with Tommy Tighe on the Miami Heat Radio Network.
Well, thank you, JW. Nice of him to step out of practice and say hi to us today. Welcome back, everybody. It's the best basketball program on this station at this time with Trevor Murray at the controls. Hey, Heat fans, next Saturday night, October 12th, it could be termed the social event of the season, the Jack's Celebrity Roast, Volume 3 for 3, honoring the great Dwayne Wade. Dinner at 7 after cocktails, and a roast to follow. One Hotel, South Beach, 2341 Collins Avenue. To talk about this epic event and maybe some other Heat-related topics, let's bring in the chairman of the Jax Family Foundation, the Emmy Award-winning TV host of Heat TV, Jason Jackson. Jax, always great to have you. How you doing?
Rocking two caps for you this morning, my man.
How are you?
It's great to be back with you, man. Happy season to you.
Thank you. The same to you. Makes so much sense, though. You're third of its kind. You bring in number three. So how did you convince Dwayne Wade to do this type of thing?
Begging. Since 2016, begging. Back when I started this, I wanted to start with a Heat luminary, and he made it very plain that I needed to come back when he retired. Now, the hilarious thing is that think back to 2016, we're not thinking about retirement, we're not thinking about Chicago, we're not thinking about Cleveland, we're not thinking about any of that. So much transpired over those 3 years. We were happy to roast Irie first, and then Jason Taylor. Then it became such a massive event, I changed to biennial. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, by the way, I could see what was coming down the avenue, that if I shifted 1 year, that I might catch Dwayne. And so the third event for number three is not by accident.
Well, Spoh supposedly sent him a picture of the team going through conditioning drills this week and asked Dwayne, do you miss this? And immediately he gets a resounding no. Now, from what you can tell in your dealings with him over the last couple of weeks, couple of months, is he just loving life or still trying to figure out this whole I'm not playing basketball thing?
I can't believe that the text just said no. I think it was edited, by the way. But
well, it's a clean family show we run here.
Exactly. And we thank Spoh for taking care of the censoring dynamics. I just think that it's such an interesting, challenging, at times difficult
probably at other times refreshing transition, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, for 30 years, it's just been basketball. I mean, like every day,
yeah,
right, of his entire life. And so the transitions probably have been shifting and moving and weighing, and that I'm asking him to come in to get his entire life annihilated by friends and comedians. But for, you know, a great cause, raising money for Wade's family foundation. So for those that don't know the traditional spirit of all of it, it's you know, if you've ever seen one of those Comedy Central roasts, it's very, very similar in the sense of the intensity, in the sense of the needed censoring, and the sense of people rolling in the aisles in laughter. And you've been to the first two of these. You can attest it's not for your kids.
Not
at all. But a great night, great guy, and it will be fun to see just kind of the way he is seeing the world as a mild mannered citizen.
We're speaking with Jason Jackson here next Saturday, October the 12th, the Jack's Celebrity Roast of D. Wade at the One Hotel on South Beach. That's what we're talking about. 7 p.m. dinner followed by the roast. Cocktails before dinner, of course. I guess it's been officially 6 days without him as an active player. You mentioned how he'd been playing basketball for the last 30 years. Does he leave as big a void off the court for this team as maybe some think he does on the court?
It's probably equal, if not greater. You know, and he doesn't. You know, he doesn't live in South Florida anymore.
Right.
He's always going to have the place, the stature. He always coming back. Obviously, I'm dragging him back immediately, right?
Yeah.
So,
probably didn't think it was going
to
be like this, though.
That. Right, exactly. Oh, it's going to be something else.
Yeah.
But I think time will tell us. You know, you think about the greats of kind of the sport. I know everybody that's good on the Mount Rushmore, but just it's easy to kind of just run through the great sports stars that have run through the town. And while they're gone, there's something about this life, right? I mean, things do go on. You do cherish that moment when you see Dan Marino, when you see Coach Shula, mm-hmm. when you see some of those championship Marlins, and obviously all the greats that have won championships for the Miami Heat. But, you know, the balls continue to bounce, and that's not to diminish their greatness or their legacy. But the reality of how this all works, man, you start thinking about your mortality, it'll drive you nuts, right? So
yeah.
You just enjoy, right? Enjoy. Every time Dwayne Wade is seen by a member of Heat Nation, there'll be no mistake how much he's loved. And it doesn't matter if it's happening in Los Angeles or Miami or on a boat with Heat President Pat Riley dancing in a gypsy outfit.
Thanks for putting that in my mind. I tried to forget that one. You brought up all great points, but who or what right now or how many have to try to pick up what he's left behind? I don't mean just on the court, but off the court as well.
Mm-hmm. That's everybody. That's not a one-person task. That's not a Jimmy task. That's not a Winslow task. That's not a UD task. That is a group dynamic led by Coach Spoelstra and the staff of what it is to be a Heat player and what that means at this stage and how things continue to grow and change during a season, as Coach Riley let us know during Jimmy Butler's press conference to begin with. That this isn't necessarily how this team is going to look at the end of the year, that there's still things that can be done. And it may be the end of this year, it may be in the season, who knows? But this is I don't want to be as cliche and say new era, but it's a different time. It has a lot of new pieces when you think about what's been added from draft to trade to free agency. And even coaches' staff, right?
Mm-hmm,
obviously,
right.
With the addition of Malik and the departure of Coach Howard to Michigan. So there's an opportunity here for a trampoline off of the finest era in Heat history from the finest player in Heat history. And start to build anew.
All right, the more immediate situation on the floor with what he led for the team last year, his role on the second unit was extremely special how it worked out.
Right.
It's next to impossible to try to fill in second-team ball handler scorer. So who takes over the role that he had last year that just was so special? Not that anybody can really replicate what Dwayne Wade's able to do on the floor, but how do they try to fit this in to try to make up for losing your second-leading scorer who did as much as he did?
Yeah, I'm not even sure Coach Spoelstra knows yet, so I'm not going to sit here and act like I know. But I would say that because of the numbers, right, you pretty much know the 10 guys that are going to be available every single night in the sense of who Spo calls on. I don't know if he's going to roll out the 10, but it seems like in the last few years he's been more comfortable moving from 8 to 10 and mm-hmm. sometimes even 12 if necessary. But the 10 guys that we know are going to play, each five has enough firepower. Like, it doesn't matter how you put those fives together. And I think he's trying to figure out what's the best starting five. What's going to be the best finishing five? How do I work those rotations in the middle? Deion, Tyler, let's call it Justice and Gorn are going to be in some sort of rotation in that space. And however those four come together, that second group is going to be superior.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of those guys have shown us, and even Tyler in a short period of time, that they can handle the frontline stuff. So then what that means to me is if they're going against another team's two, that's a standard two, that's an edge for the Miami Heat.
We're chatting with Emmy Award-winning Heat TV host Jason Jackson from Fox Sports Sun. They start their coverage Sunday, October the 6th, with the Red, White, and Pink game, 4 o'clock. Five preseason games after a week of camp, including that other game that I just talked about. Who or what are some of the things that you're actually looking at that you're looking forward to seeing that might have a little bit more influence than people are even thinking about? Some of the younger guys maybe in this rotation that might be able to crack things up and make things look good.
Yeah, I think it's, for me, it's two guys that I think – due to their ability to stretch the floor that allows for everything else to be easy. So Duncan Robinson, who, as folks will see on Sunday or throughout the early portion of the preseason, mm-hmm. there's just a bigger Duncan, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not, you know, he's not an Adonis, but you can see that in the year's time that he's pressed some iron, right? He's just a fuller, bigger version. And sometimes I think we forget he's 6'8",
yeah,
right? That he can just basically shoot over the majority of the people who he's dealing with. On the wing, and his shot is just, come on, it's magically delicious. It's so wet. It's phenomenal. In a little bit that I've been able to see when media is able to take a peek, he doesn't miss, right? I mean, it's phenomenal. And his understanding of the defensive team philosophy, his intensity and confidence all elevate just because of the year that he's had to work. The next layer is the rookie, and you never want to put too much and lay too much on top of somebody. But Tyler Hero has shown us since draft night that the confidence is there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since the summer,
in
that
abundance.
The skill set is there. And all you keep hearing from coaches and teammates is he's not afraid of the moment. And so if those two guys are doing their primary responsibility, knocking down from long range, and then making defenses stay honest by, you know, using that wetness to be able to get off on the dribble and make some things happen for themselves or others, and then apply the defensive principles appropriately and see how they grow as defenders. Those guys can make things, particularly offensively, easier by just being themselves.
The Jax Fam Foundation presents the third Jax Celebrity Roast for 3 Dwayne Wade next Saturday night, Collins Avenue, the One Hotel in South Beach. To get tickets, sir, how do you do that?
JackCelebrityRoast.com. Just remember what we've been talking about. JackCelebrityRoast.com. Just click on RSVP and buy the most expensive tickets possible. Drop in thousands of dollars of donations, and we will truly appreciate that.
Jason Jackson, the great Jason Jackson here at Heat Weekly joining us. Thanks a lot for giving us some time today, as always.
Can't wait to be back, bud.
I look forward to it as well, believe me. We'll wrap things up when we return with some willpower. TV10 sports director and Heat TV's Will Manso joins us in mere moments. This is Heat Weekly.
Of course.
Ooh, McDonald's sausage McMuffin with egg, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, large premium roast coffee, or sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles?
Buy one, get another of your choice for only a dollar from 5 to 10:30 a.m.?
Hey, I think I have a dollar right here.
Wait, you're the one paying the dollar?
Well, it was my idea.
We should come back tomorrow. Then it'll be my idea.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Attention, the following may contain spontaneous reactions to something surprisingly delicious, also known as the vocal phenomenon, woo.
McDonald's new spicy barbecue glazed tenders and chicken sandwich.
Woo!
Tender, juicy, all white meat chicken.
Woo!
Covered in a smoky.
Woo!
Mouth-watering.
Woo!
Barbecue sauce. So delicious, one bite will make you go, admit it, you just wooed a little bit. McDonald's new spicy barbecue glazed tenders and chicken sandwich. Flavor that makes you go, woo! At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-467-8122. 800-467-8122. 800-467-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is my kind of alarm clock.
This is my kind of fast lane.
My kind of BFF.
Whether you're just finding your stride or making the golden years look good, Florida Blue goes beyond health insurance, investing in the health and communities of all Floridians, so you can feel good saying, that's my kind of blue. Learn more at floridablue.com.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf's Customer Appreciation Sale, happening October 4th through the 13th with exclusive savings throughout the store. Save big on shoes, balls, gloves, apparel, bags, and travel covers. The more you spend, the more you save. Trade in your old clubs and get a 50% bonus trade-in value toward any new golf club purchase. Some restrictions may apply. See store for details. Come check out the new 2019 products and get custom fit for free. Don't miss it. October 4th through the 13th at Edwin Watts in Palm Beach and Pompano Beach. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Peace of mind. It's one of the most important things we can have, and sometimes the most elusive. I'm Glenn Levine from the law offices of Anajar & Levine. Car accidents can turn your life upside down. Your car is damaged, you're in pain. Injuries can even create problems at work. While there's no magic wand, our team is ready to get you back on your feet as soon as possible. Call the law offices of Anajar & Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Main office, Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, Jimmy, we're the Band of Brothers, right?
Yeah, we are. What do you want, Johnny?
Put me in the game and everyone will score big savings all month long on over 4,800 vehicles.
Okay, Johnny, game on.
Score big during the Ram Power Days and Jeep Adventure Days. Get new Rams up to $18,000 off MSRP or new Jeep Grand Cherokees as low as $88 a month. So hurry and score big savings all month long.
Hey, Johnny, ain't no stopping us now. For the lowest price and the biggest selection, you gotta go to Rego.
See dealer for details.
Now back to Heat Weekly on the Miami Heat Radio Network. Here's Tommy Tighe.
I'm not nearly as fast as the other guys on this team, but those guys can fly up and down the court, and when you're talking about jumping in the air. But the group of guys we got, you know, the missing and matching of the lineups is going to work in so many different ways.
With Jimmy Butler liking what he's seeing, at least so far. Welcome back, everybody. It is heard once a week. It's about the Heat. It's so simple. It is brilliant. Time now for this weekend in Heat history. October the 5th, 1989, the Heat signed its number one pick, Glenn Rice. October 5th, 1991, the Heat signs its number one pick, Steve Smith. Not too bad in the top five getting those two guys. And then October the 6th, 1991, the Heat re-signs their second-ever number one pick, Kevin Edwards, who was taken in the very first year of the franchise. The number one pick of all time was, of course, Ronnie Cicely. Speaking of brilliance, got an awful lot to talk about on the program, of course, that we've already been going over. So let's try to figure this one out. Your Miami Heat takes the floor at American Airlines Arena. Three preseason home games, and tickets start as low as $10. October the 8th, San Antonio. That's the first of a back-to-back. Then the following week on Monday, Atlanta comes to town. And then after that one, we will have the Houston Rockets. After another back-to-back, the second of the back-to-back, the Houston Rockets in town. Maybe you'll get Russell Westbrook. Who knows? You actually get them early in November, too, in the regular season. Buy your tickets online at Heat.com. Let's switch gears and welcome in the multi-talented sports director, Channel 10, or ABC affiliate here in Miami, the Heat Station, the host of Heat Road Games as well, starting in a few weeks with our good buddy Ruth Riley Hunter. We're joined by Will Manso. What's new with you?
The new season, that's for sure, Tommy. It's good to hear your voice and talk to you basketball.
Yeah, same here, believe me. Something we've been getting ready to talk about, and we haven't even chatted really about the backcourt yet, Will, but we'll try it right now. Before we get to these guys individually, start with a couple of guys who might start. At least a lot of people seem to think that they will. Do you get the feeling that 7-Eleven will go back to being open like it was in 2017?
I think so. You know, and I think, you know, in all the off-season chatter and talk about roles and what guys are going to do and whether Gordon's the point guard or Justice is the point guard and what kind of, you know, shape Deion is in and how healthy he is, I think we keep losing sight of the fact of what we saw when they were healthy last 7-11. Mm-hmm. You and I talked about it last year, and we unfortunately never got to see it consistently. But, you know, as they enter camp now and get toward the season, there's no reason, health-wise, there's no reason, talent-wise, that Deion and Gordon couldn't be that same 1-2 punch. And I don't want to say the Heat are counting on it as the key to their season, but I think you hear it in Eric Spoelstra's voice, you listen to his words, they haven't lost sight of the fact of what those two players are. You know, and I know they're veterans. I know that they're not like the young guys. Everyone gets caught up in the young core, obviously, which is talented. But you can't forget veterans like Gordon and Deion who have done this before and had success here for a short period of time, but they did in Miami. So I'm excited. I know the Heat are excited about seeing that 1-2 punch again of 7-11.
Even though the stats of the two of them together weren't scintillating as a group, it seemed for that 2-3 month period a couple of years ago that they really clicked, which set up that 7-11 type thing. Both saw time coming off the bench last year. Are there just players, though, that you think whose effectiveness sometimes doesn't translate in stats but does in certain roles that they have on the team?
I think you said it too, Tommy. It's certain roles, and obviously health being a huge deal of it, and I know I keep going back to it, but I just don't think we've seen Deion Waiters healthy and in shape in the last 2 years, and they kind of go hand in hand. You know, Deion has been asked a lot of questions about his shape, and obviously it was addressed by Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra last year and after this season. Deion just hasn't had the opportunity to be himself without that explosiveness in his ankle, and he feels like Deion again in that explosiveness. Mm-hmm. So whatever role he has, the one thing he'll always have is that confidence in his ability to finish. And for all the nice things that the Heat have been able to do this offseason, adding Jimmy Butler, the pieces they have, the one constant with Deion is he's one of the few guys that really can get to the basket and finish, at least proven. There are other guys that may be able to do it for the Heat, certainly they'll count on, but Deion has shown you that. And from Gordon's point of view, but Gordon's a point guard. I understand he's a facilitator. He handles the ball early in the games, you know, as a starter normally. But Gordon's a scorer, too. Gordon's a guy who could take over a game. But we saw it in stretches where he'll give you 25, 30 points in a game when needed and make a big three-point shot. So whatever role each guy ends up having, whether bench, starting, whether it's a combo of both, I think they both, healthy now, are going to be big contributors for this team.
With that in mind, should fans read anything into these first couple of preseason games, whoever is the starting backcourt? Let's say, hypothetically, he does go with Deion and Gordon. Would it matter this much? Or is it still with 3 weeks to go before the very first game of the regular season? You shouldn't think too much into what's going on in the first couple of games or even any of these preseason games.
I mean, look, Tommy, you know this as well as I do, and I think Heat fans listening know this as well. Can we make anything out of any starting lineup that Eric Spoelstra puts out? I mean, Spo is always testing things out and trying to find out what's best for the team and mixing and matching. And he has, well, you know, you saw Media Day, and I was there with you. At Media Day, Spo had this look in his eyes because he looked like a guy who knew he had a roster that he can really do different things with. That it wasn't just pencil in the five, mm-hmm. pencil in these three guys, four guys, and the rotation every night. I know some people like that stability, so to speak. And sure, if you have three superstars you pencil in, that's great. But when you have these kind of players that all can do different things for the Heat, that are very versatile, I think you cannot make too much of lineups right now or even early in the regular season, because I think Spo's going to kind of try to figure out how to maximize this roster the best he can. And he's got the weapons at his disposal that he really likes, that could do it offensively and defensively. And I think the one thing, too, Tommy, that I like about this team, and I think Spo does too, is that you have, in the past, the defensive lineups for the Heat the last few years mm-hmm. haven't particularly been that good offensively. I think Spo really feels that this year there's not a defensive lineup that you lose a little offensively. It's a defensive lineup that you still have scoring and you still move the ball, and the ball doesn't just die on the floor. So I think that's what has him excited with the roster.
We're speaking with Channel 10 Sports Director Will Manso, Heat TV host / sideline reporter as well here on Heat Weekly. The man wears many hats, all well, mind you. Let me get back to Dragic because you kind of talked about Waiters, you know, a little bit more than Goran did. Guy's 33 years of age coming off a knee injury. Can he recapture the type of form we saw a couple of years ago when he went from world champion in Eurobasket with his country to NBA All-Star to, unfortunately, what happened last year for him with the injury?
Well, I think anytime you talk to a guy and talk about a guy that's coming off an injury or had an injury and is in that, you know, early to mid-30s range, obviously you're going to have concern. But, you know, I think Eric is going to be very smart in figuring out the minutes for Gordon, making sure that you know, you push him some games, you don't push him every game, and whether, again, that's a starter long-term or whether it's initially or whatever it may be, I think they have to be very careful with Gordon's minutes. And I think the beauty of the roster is they have the flexibility to do that. But as far as what he can do, I mean, look, Gordon's a shooter, a finisher, a facilitator. The explosiveness of the knee and how that feels is vital, but there's nothing that we've seen or heard that is telling you that he's not going to be that kind of guy. Now, again, can he be it for 75, 82 games, mm-hmm. 32, 35 minutes a game? You're probably pushing it if that's what you're looking for. But can it be where, you know, maybe half those games he gives you those kind of minutes of production, and then maybe some of the other games, you know, the other 35, 40 games, maybe you lessen his role a little, you have other guys. And that's the beauty of having Jimmy, too, who's going to have the ball in his hands a lot. But so to answer your question, yes, I just don't know if you could say, hey, I'm going to have that going for 82 games. That might be pushing it a little bit, expecting that type of production and that kind of minutes.
Last thing, then, there's other shooters to consider, and Jackson and I just talked about Tyler Hero, but we really don't touch that much about Kendrick Nunn. Now, just coming from the summer league and the way that a lot of people thought he could have been the most valuable player of that thing, coming up near triple-doubles almost every single night, is there a certain element that he might add for this club as well?
I think he's a guy who's got a chance to, you know, and he's kind of the uncertain. You know, I know Tyler, having never played an NBA game, is an uncertain too, but you drafted him as a first-round pick, expecting kind of what his skill set would become in the NBA. And Spo said, you know, immediately, hey, look, he's going to earn. They're all going to earn all their minutes, these young guys. I think Kendrick falls into that category of it's pretty much he's going to play or have a role as much as he earns it and defines it. Mm-hmm. You know, if he goes out there and whatever minutes he gets, he produces and shoots. You mentioned the what we saw in the summer league. That's not a fluke talent-wise. The Heat are very intrigued by what he could do. I'm very intrigued. You know, I heard the name a lot throughout entering the offseason, you know, into the summer. And then I watched those summer league plays, and I said, you know, I know it's the summer league. I know that's different levels of play, but the skill set is there, the talent, the stroke, the confidence, the ability. And I think he's got to make the most, probably more so than any of the young core. He's got to make the most, because if he doesn't, there's just too many other guys that can bypass him for time. So I'm intrigued. I think the opportunity will be there. It's just a matter of what he makes of that opportunity.
Will, always great to have you. Your hosting duties for Heat TV, we look forward to as well. Saturday, October 26th, Milwaukee. That's going to be a tough one. There's no question in my mind about that one. It'll be here before you know it, you and Ruth Riley Hunter. We're really looking forward to it.
I cannot wait. It's going to be a fun season, Tommy. I appreciate it.
TV 10 Sports Director Will Manso, the Heat Station. And he also, of course, as I just mentioned, on Heat TV with Ruth Riley Hunter. The first action-packed Heat Week tips off on Sunday, October the 6th at the American Airlines Arena. The red, white, and pink game sponsored by Baptist Health. TV and radio coverage starts at 4 p.m. Then the first pair of preseason games take place. Tuesday, October the 8th versus San Antonio, 7:30. We're on the air at 7 o'clock with that one. And then Wednesday, October the 9th, they're at Charlotte. Two back-to-backs of their five games. The Charlotte contest begins at 7 o'clock. We're on the air with that one at 6:30. Five preseason affairs in all before the regular season tips off in less than 3 weeks against the Memphis Grizzlies. We got some exciting acts coming to the American Airlines Arena. Heat fans, starting with Maluma on October the 11th and Post Malone October the 20th. To purchase tickets for more information, log on to aaarena.com. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, I'm Tommy Tighe. You've been listening to Heat Weekly on the Miami Heat Basketball Network.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-467-8122. 800-467-8122. 800-467-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
DriversAutomart.com. Home of wholesale to the public. Now at DriversAutomart.com. Over 600 quality pre-owned vehicles in stock starting at $0 down $99 per month. Wholesale auction pricing only at DriversAutomart.com. South of Griffin on University in Davie.
When I go to a game, I always sit where I can get the best view of the players. As a business leader, I use Ultimate Software for the same reason. Its full suite of HR, payroll, and talent management solutions gives me total visibility into my people. It helps me optimize payroll, discover rising talent, and retain top performers. Ultimate Software keeps me ahead of the game.
From running a sports team to running a company, no matter what business you're in, you're in the people business. Learn more at ultimatesoftware.com. Ultimate Software. People first.
Come experience a sneak peek at Cadillac luxury on Thursday, October 10th at Ed Moore Sawgrass Cadillac. For one day only, the all-new first-ever 2020 Cadillac CT5 sedan will be on display in the Ed Moore Sawgrass Cadillac showroom. Food and refreshments will be served from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. So grab a friend and join us at Ed Moore Sawgrass Cadillac on Thursday, October 10th. Conveniently located on Sunrise Boulevard, just east of the Sawgrass Expressway, visit EdmoreSawgrassCadillac.com for details. That's Thursday, October 10th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
It's a getaway with plenty of fun in the sun and hot nights on the beach. And it's just 50 miles from Miami. Yeah, we're talking about Resorts World Bimini in the Bahamas. Come play in our turquoise waters. Snorkel, kayak, jet ski, and swim with dolphins. Then check out our casino, bars, and our diverse eateries offering delectable dishes and refreshing drinks. Resorts World Bimini. So many ways to get here. So much to do when you arrive. Your getaway starts at rwbimini.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's football season, and the Radio.com app has you covered. Whether your favorite team is in your city or thousands of miles away, Radio.com has all your football coverage. And you'll also have access to sports shows like Jim Rome,
The Absolute Right Call,
Boomer and Geo, and so much more. Plus, you can stream every Clemson, LSU, Miami, and Notre Dame game. Listen to the football you want, when you want. Radio.com, on your desktop, or download the free app now.
This is my kind of alarm clock.
This is my kind of fast lane.
My kind of BFF.
Whether you're just finding your stride or making the golden years look good, Florida Blue goes beyond health insurance, investing in the health and communities of all Floridians, so you can feel good saying, that's my kind of blue. Learn more at floridablue.com.
If you bleed orange and green, then Canes Wear and Davy is the place for you. With items from Adidas and other brand names, including all the team sideline apparel, t-shirts, and hats, 2511 South University Drive in Davy. Or go to caneswear.com. Canes Wear, the spot where Miami fans shop.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.